The chair is extremely important because the chair sets the agenda.
Former Midtown Representative Dick Traney served 10 years on the Anchorage Assembly, scattered over a period from 1991 to 2008. He was Assembly Chair for six of those years.
Usually the chair meets once a week with the mayor to set the agenda for the next meeting. And the chair can also decide what legislation sees the light of the day and what legislation gets buried.
Traney, who is basically conservative, served as chair during times when conservatives were the assembly majority and other periods when progressives were dominant. The current assembly divides along a 6-5 split with the progressives the majority. Flynn is aligned with the majority, although on several occasions he's worked to find common ground between the two camps and the mayor. Added into the municipal political mix, the assembly needs 8 votes to override any mayoral veto. That's a daunting challenge with the current makeup. Mayor Sullivan has noted that fact and said that the power relationship between the assembly and his office hasn't changed with the new leadership. But Traney says within the assembly, the chair can affect several organizational changes.
You then decide who becomes the chairman of the committees and the structure of the committees based upon the abilities of the individuals and your interest and their interest. I mean, the assembly chairman is more than just the moderator. The assembly chairman is the head of the legislative body of government.
As chair, Flynn will now have the final word on assembly work sessions, which Traney describes as a crucial part of the municipality's legislative process.
That has a long measure to go on what survives the assembly process and what doesn't. If you don't have a work session, people are not going to know a lot of information. There's less chances of the item passing if you don't want it to. So, you know, it depends on the issue and how important you feel about it and if you have work sessions.
The first example of the new chair's work session power could revolve around a scheduled January 8th gathering on the Wheeler Report. That report concerns former mayor, now Senator Mark Begich's administration's openness concerning city finances. Some argue Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler's report was flawed. Others say it points to areas that demand further investigation. Flynn says he's not yet made up his mind whether to cancel the work session and simply relay any additional information to assembly members. Another power the assembly chair has and often immediately exerts is over member seating. A few years ago, when now State Representative Anna Faircloth became assembly chair, there were 3 progressives. She separated them by putting 2 on one side of the dais and 1 on the other. Traney says seating can play another role.
Do we have somebody that's easily influenced? I want to make sure whoever's sitting next to him influences the way I want him influenced.
Despite the impact the chair has on the assembly process, Traney was not particularly surprised at the seemingly sudden change from Osiander to Flynn. It's simply part of the checks and balances built into the assembly system.
Some people were saying, oh, this has never happened before, changing out of a chairman, off cycle. And quite frankly, the chairman can change any time 6 members of the body decide they want to change. I mean, Pat Finn could come in next Tuesday when they meet and leave not as chairman, but just as another assembly member if 6 people decide we want to change. You live or die by 6. And you have to remember all the time that 6 people can keep you in that chair and 6 can show you the door.
Pat Flynn's first full assembly meeting as chair takes place after the holidays on January 12th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.